us anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can bring up absolutely anything. That is the point of the program here as we jump into yet another edition of this program where you can take control. We're going to go to the phones first, though, to a special guest for a special announcement.
Something... This is the big news you've been promoting all day.
I didn't promote it all day. I just plugged it on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
So I wouldn't really call
People
that all day.
Reading that plug all day, so therefore
hey,
I think that qualifies.
Hey, Derek J.
Hey, it's good to hear you bickering. Are you two?
Do you have us on some kind of speakerphone?
I do. I don't know how to turn it off without actually hanging up on you guys. So I'll do my best. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound fine, actually. Pretty decent for a speakerphone. Usually speakerphone is not the preferred way to connect, but that's all right. We'll deal with it.
Sorry.
So, big
news today. If people are near their computers, they can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and see that there's a very special announcement. I know I'm on the phone with Ian. I think that you did a lot of this work, and you should reveal the big news.
Well, we've been teasing it for a while, and I have to say I'm really happy with this whole process of getting Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD. It's gone smoother than I expected it to, considering we totally blew through a couple of deadlines, at least two different deadlines. We blew it and just didn't make those deadlines, and so I thought that we were going to have to wait until April or something until this DVD came out, and then the manufacturer that is on board with us, which is a great manufacturer called MVP Entertainment, they said, no, we're still on target for a January release date. And so I'm excited to announce that Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is available in pre-order phase right now over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Just click the pre-order director's cut DVD at the top, or actually if you just scroll down, it's right there on the front page of the site. But it's going to be released on January 22nd, so we've got less than 2 weeks until the actual street date of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and I'm just so jazzed about this because the DVD is something that is really special, Derek J. I mean, you were involved in the crafting of this. What were some of the features that you...
It's got omitted activist footage. It's got the movie trailers in it, the solo commentary with the producers, even the Shire Choir songbook, part of the thing that even started a lot of the activism that I began was the Shire Choir songbook itself. So if people can have their very own copy just from the DVD.
And yeah, we actually managed to squeeze in a couple extras as far as the bonus printable things that are on the disc. And in addition to that, you've got these commentary tracks are just fantastic. You can't get those on the YouTube version of the movie. We cut them specially for the DVD, and you get to actually select from two different commentary tracks, which I think goes above and beyond the normal level of special features. You actually have one with just you, Derek J., and then there's another one with you and myself and Bo Davis, who is the editor and producer, the other producer of the film.
That's right. So it gets super personal, as personal as people want it to get. But, of course, the movie's just great to share itself. So I think the added bonus features, they really sweeten the deal. But being able to share this movie in its DVD version is also a huge plus. And at this price, people are able to get them for their friends and family, too. I mean, the pre-order, what's it going, am I allowed to say?
Yeah, I mean,
it's ridiculous.
$7.46 plus, I think it's like $4 or $5 shipping and handling. So, I mean, the price point on this is absolutely as low as we could possibly make it. I mean, basically, we're making $1 a copy or something like this. There's not much product. I don't even know if we're making anything at that price point.
At the pre-order price.
At this point. Right, because we had asked, I had told the distributor I really wanted to make this an affordable disc because I want people to be able to have excuse.
Clearly, you want people to get it because it's available on YouTube, but this is
right.
The director's cut with all the extra bonuses.
Right, with something like 7 hours of bonus content.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful too. I mean, Bo did an amazing job putting the front and back cover together. Very professional looking, and you know, all the features are laid out in an easy to access way. So I mean, easy for folks to surf through these bonus features. I played around with one of the early DVDs myself, and so I can say, I mean, it's a very easy process. Anyone who has used the director's cut DVD is going to be perfectly familiar with how to navigate this.
Yep, and one of the other special features that's on there is the Q&A session that we had at the live premiere, the real-life premiere of your movie. Johnson's, by the way, joining us here on the third mic evening. And you were there for the premiere. Mark, I don't think you attended.
I wasn't able to, no.
That event.
It was basically the first event here that I went to after moving.
Mm-hmm. How was that, by the way?
It's good.
So, if you weren't able to make it, we'll kind of give you a taste of what that was like from when you arrived on the scene with the inside a police cruiser to later on during the Q&A session. There's a bonus on the DVD that's about a half hour long that kind of covers all of that. And, again, just really great stuff. The price point is absolutely right. Pre-orders are now available over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Derek J., let's talk more about you and what's going on, because I know that you originally had headed out to go on your tour, your exile tour,
right,
after being put on a suspended sentence for a couple of years here in New Hampshire. You wanted to get out and kind of tour around. What's going on?
So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Right now, the website that I'm working out of, I still have my regular blog, which is liveforyourdance.com. And what I've been spending my time focusing on is building up a website called peacenewsnow.com. And Peace News Now is an extension of what Free Agents Radio News was back in the day. About a year ago, I was working on a similar project that got derailed because of law enforcers. And what it is, it's a news outlet focusing on peaceful resistance that's happening around the globe. Because there are plenty of stories, if people read a newspaper, that are like real downers and hopelessness stories. And I, can find those in 2 seconds. But what are really fun for me to read are stories that are hopeful, where people are resisting usually state oppression, and they're doing it in a peaceful and a typically clever way. And so I like to focus on those types of stories. And so I'm doing that over at peacenewsnow.com. People can read those articles. I link to other sources. And they can also listen to the stories. If that's the best medium for them, they can subscribe to these podcasts where I not only read the stories, but I also commentate. You can subscribe through iTunes at Peace News Now, just in the podcast section. So that's what I've been focusing on. As far as travel goes, I'm still doing my exile tour, but gosh, it got exhausting not having a home base. So that's why I'm looking for a place in Philly right now so I can make that my home base. I can have a recording studio, continue with Peace News Now, and then visit other activists to highlight the work that they're doing, because I have a YouTube channel where I highlight other activists and the fine work that they do over at youtube.com/FR33MANTV. That's Freeman TV.
All right, so
what I'm doing.
Can I ask you to do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you infect the Wooden Shoe Bookstore in Philadelphia?
Oh, the Wooden Shoe Bookstore. So Johnson is mentioning one of the great anarchist bookstores that I know of, and they happen to be anarcho-socialist. They've been around for 20-plus years, and they identify as anarcho-socialist, which means
that they're not really anarchists.
What does that term mean?
Yeah.
Well,
it means that they're anarchist up until it comes to property, in which case then violence. Violence to steal your property from you because property doesn't exist. So therefore, we are willing to enact a state in order to get rid of property.
I wonder what they'll do if you start stealing their books.
it's a little strange. But they are really great, friendly people, and they must embrace some aspect of capitalism. If anyone's in the Philly area, I definitely recommend checking them out.
Actually, one of the guys who runs the place is my cousin.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Derek J., I don't know if you have more that you wanted to tell us about. If not, I appreciate you coming on.
The DVD is out. VictimlessCrimesFree.com.
Excellent, sir. Thanks for coming on to make that announcement with us tonight.
My pleasure.
We'll keep in touch.
Guys.
Very good, sir. Keep up the good work. That's Derek J. from PeaceNewsNow.com, VictimlessCrimesFree.com. Go place your pre-order for the DVD to be released January 22nd.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you. Bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Archives going back to late 2006, all completely free. So go to freetalklive.com and click and download. Right there at the top of the page, last 7 days worth. You can also click into the archive section to go back for years. You can additionally download those same archives from our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, where you'll also find Edgington Post episodes. And Mark, you just, right before the show tonight, is generally when you record your Edgington Post before we start our live show.
That's right.
Who was on tonight?
A gentleman named Alex Hinojosa from a marketing firm talking about the ways that businesses and people, online businesses, can use Twitter and Facebook in order to increase exposure and add to leads and sales.
Did you learn anything?
I did.
Okay, good. I'm interested in learning more about that as well, because what business isn't on Facebook and Twitter today, and how do you make yourself stand out? How do you drive traffic there and, bring customers in, etc.? So you can actually download Free Talk Live, Edgington Post episodes, as well as the occasional interview. I just posted the one we did with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine late last night. So all of those are available on our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already on freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the site under Listen and Share. As we go to the phones and to you and your thoughts coming up, women in the Liberty Movement. There was some controversy online today surrounding one of the upcoming speakers at the Liberty Forum, which is going to be happening in February.
Lord knows you wouldn't let that go.
We'll talk about that here in a moment. But Mike is on the line in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys. I was watching a documentary the other night, and it was a college professor and statistician was presenting the idea that the decrease in violent crime, the trend that started in the early 90s, is not because of the proliferation of concealed carry permits and concealed carry rights and firearms, but it was actually a result of the Roe versus Wade decision that allowed for legalized abortion. And it was his position that it was the millions of unborn kids that would have grown up to be about 18 to 20 years old in the early 90s didn't exist, rather than the increase in concealed carry. I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
This is, I think this was posited on Freakonomics initially, and it's really not new. I think it's probably about a decade old, this assertion. And I don't think that there's any way to really be able to quantify it. Why has violent crime gone down? I mean, did it have something to do with crack? I don't know. Certainly prison population hasn't gone down in that amount of time. They're keeping people locked up. But
there are some graphs to suggest it's video games, actually, as well. That's what we talked about last time I was in, was that video games, if you actually look at the release of certain video games, you can see marked decreases in violence.
Because people are busy at home playing video games?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I suppose
kids that would go out.
I suppose it's possible.
It's basically the same argument that these kids have been removed from the population, essentially. It's they're busy playing video games, or they just don't exist.
Well, isn't the suggestion that if these, if more abortions are happening, that means that mom, or dad or whatever would not have wanted the child, and so therefore the child would have been neglected,
right?
And so therefore the child would have been more likely to lash out at people in society because, if you don't love your children, they do tend to do crazy and dangerous and self-destructive things. I think that there's been plenty of evidence to point to that. So it seems like, a legitimate claim. Obviously, you can't prove, correlation is not causation, but it seems as legitimate as any other theory.
Yeah,
Mike?
I just found that to be pretty interesting. That's all I really had. Hey, I want to just one thing. Well-regulated militia with 10-round magazines won't last very long.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wouldn't worry too much about the whole 10-round magazine thing. I mean, look at all the guns that are out there. There's plenty of magazines out there to be had and purchased and manufactured still. Even if they make them illegal, it's only a matter of time before somebody comes up with a 3D mold you can print out on your printer. Just buy a spring, print out the, hard plastic. I was told this is possible the other day by someone who was considering purchasing a 3D printer for the purposes of printing out his own magazines and then turning around and selling them on eBay.
Well, so, you couldn't sell them on eBay, right?
Well, in theory you can, but from what I understand, people are doing it anyway.
Huh.
That's just what I've heard. I haven't done the research on it myself, but, so they ban them and then people just print their own. What's the big deal?
At this point, I think I saw today the company that's going to make one of these 3D printers for $504. I can remember when printers were $504.
Yeah, I was going to say, what company is that? I want one.
Well, this is what you know. This is the way they're getting the preliminary interest or whatever. But you know, maybe they'd be on Kickstarter. I don't know where it is, but I just happened to see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the market one way or the other for them, but I just thought it was kind of interesting. It finally gave me a price point for one of these gizmos that for which I had no price point before. And when you can create a 3D printer, continue to replicate itself over time, this is when you're going to have a whole new revolution that's going to make the Industrial Revolution, it's just going to put it aside.
Can I tangent into talking about a product that I saw on a Kickstarter recently?
Hold that thought. Sure. Make a note. Make sure we come back around to it. Let's go to AC on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. AC.
Yeah. Before I get to my topic, I just wanted to comment. I find it very interesting that you had Derek J. call in earlier, because I just got done watching the Victimless Crimes for movie, and I thought it was awesome.
Great. How did you find out about it?
I've known about it for a long time. I've been listening to you guys for almost 2 years now, and I just finally decided to watch it, and it was just really good. And there was some really interesting stuff in there.
I'm glad that you liked it. I'm really proud of the film. I think it's an entertaining film that elicits emotions from the audience, and people have really enjoyed it. You look at YouTube, it's now almost to 40,000 views. Go ahead.
That's where I watched it. That was YouTube.
Did you feel, how did you feel about the DVD announcement? Did you feel like, maybe there was something there for you, the price point right? I mean, initial response?
I don't know if I'm really interested in the DVD, though. But, I mean, it was a very very interesting documentary, and I don't watch a lot of documentaries.
Well, feel free to share it with your friends, and I appreciate the thoughts. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. My reason for calling tonight is I kind of wanted to, you guys were talking yesterday about the six-year-old who got in trouble in school for going pew, pew, pew with his fingers.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up with a similar story. I mean, I find it interesting that kids are getting in trouble for pretending to put their finger in the shape of a gun. Well, I actually once got in trouble for playing violent video games in school.
At school? Where? In what circumstance? Were you using the school's computers or your own laptop?
Well, this was back in early 2007, I was at a vocational school. We had these laptops that they gave us, and I found a way to get Grand Theft Auto on there. And I remember a lot of kids were asking me, how did you get that? And I said, oh, I found a way.
AC, stand by. You can tell the rest of your story here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Back when I was in high school, I actually made a Doom modification. You can go around and blow up the staff members. Shoot them to death. They didn't... luckily, that was before Columbine. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. We'll finish AC's story and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed.
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here for you, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, so much more, all totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the whole site. And if you like the show, we'll tell you about some ways you can support us on a voluntary basis here in a little bit. But once again, freetalklive.com.
You can do your shopping for precious metals at gold.freetalklive.com. That's a way to support Free Talk Live. When you get precious metals that you may want for as either a hedge against inflation or a barter currency or an investment, whatever the reason is that you might want some precious metals. And, you know, I've got some, and I think it's a good idea for people to have them. Well, go to gold.freetalklive.com, and we get a little percentage. We've got all kinds of choices there for you. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, all kinds of silver pieces, including a 1,000 mercury dime bag, which I think is very interesting. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Johnson, you pointed out in a discussion that we were having in the last segment that some have suggested that violent video games have actually reduced violent crime. And so you would think that if the teachers had heard about that AC would not have gotten in trouble as he did apparently when he was in were you in high school at the time, AC, when you were in trouble for playing Grand Theft Auto on a laptop? AC in Ohio, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. You were in high school at the time?
I was a senior in at a vocational school, yes.
Got it. And so you'd installed, figured out a way, as any good, geek-oriented teenage boy will, to crack through the security on the school laptop and install your own copy of Grand Theft Auto. What happened when you got busted?
Well, I didn't get busted. What happened was I gave it to a few people who saw me play in Nashville, and I said, sure, I'd give it. So I gave it to them. And they, what happened was, this was in 2007, sometime after the Virginia Tech killing. And, of course, a lot of people, like, you know, Jack Thompson, were blaming it on video games, of course. And so a few of the teachers had saw some of these kids that I'd given Grand Theft Auto 3 to and told them to shut up because they thought it was very disrespectful and wrong for them to be playing violent video games in school when you have tragedies like Virginia Tech going on. No teacher ever talked to me about it, but when a few of these kids that talked to me about it, I was, like, really bewildered by it. Like, what? I just couldn't get it.
So they just asked them to stop, and there wasn't any kind of punishment that came after that?
No.
I guess it's vocational school, so they can't really hit you with a referral there, can they?
Yeah, worst case scenario, you go outside, smoke a cigarette.
they didn't allow that there either.
No, really?
AC, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453.
You know, it used to be like the best time at the school, you know, in high school that I went to. It was, we had like LAN parties in the computer lab with Duke Nukem 3D. I mean, it was like, you know, you'd get like eight kids in there playing, you know, full on LAN parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a LAN party is where everybody in the room sort of plays against each other, right?
Exactly.
And these actually continue to go on. I mean, at the time it was they didn't really have the massively multiplayer online.
Yeah, nowadays, so the LAN parties are like you go into a room and it's hundreds and hundreds of people.
Well, it depends on where you go.
Oh wow, yeah, I went to an event out in California called Envision, which is basically the video card manufacturers have their own conferences.
Yep.
And it's amazing. I mean, it's like a sporting event almost. It's because it's like, you know, they'll have like lighting and crazy, you know, they're trying to sell you stuff and they've got booth women, which is crazy.
Right.
You know, it's just like, what?
But you totally had to pay to be there.
Yeah.
Because how many, what was the percentage male to female?
Oh,
in there?
I don't even know. I would say there was, it's actually like surprisingly more females than you would expect.
Is that right?
But
so like 25% as compared to 10%?
Yeah, actually, that's about a good guess.
Okay. Yeah, that is a surprise.
Yeah.
So I remember just talking about
counting the booth babes in that number.
No,
right?
I'm not.
Talking about playing Duke Nukem back in the day. Doom, of course, was the, you know, kind of the granddaddy or the, you know, the father of all of these 3D online shooter games. And at my school, they had one of the, my school is a gifted school that I went to through most of my school career.
Yeah, I don't know how you slipped in there.
And they, you know, so that means that there were, it was like third grade through 12th grade. So there was a big, you know, span of age ranges that would attend this school. And so, you know, your average high school wasn't going to have a, one of those fair days where they bring, you know, bring the dunk machine in and, you know, have bunko games and things like that. And so they would have one of those fairs every single year, and one of the years we actually did a Doom tournament at a school sanctioned event. So, man, things sure have changed in 15 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, another thing to think about too is changing is that when Doom, I think Doom and Duke Nukem both they had player limits that don't exist anymore. I mean, I think like Duke
Nukem 3D, well, they still have some games with player limits.
Yeah, but not like that. I mean, it was like, you know, the team, you know, the limits there were, I think, like either 8 or 16 players total per match. Now it's more like, you know,
you can have a bunch of them,
you know, like per team.
So what about weapons in your schools? I mean, did you guys ever even think about knives at the school? I mean,
not going to a dangerous school, so I never considered
bringing any weapons. I got busted with a knife at school once.
So it was a problem?
Yeah. It was a problem for me. I got sent to the office, and, you know, they confiscated the knife, and then I immediately cut a hole in the lining of my jacket and continued to bring the knife to school.
I see. So you still had the knife. You just had to...
Didn't have it in my pocket anymore.
Yeah, I don't think a knife would have even been a problem at my school. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it would have been a problem at mine.
And by the way, that was not at high school. I felt much safer at high school. This was when I was in middle school.
I said
I brought a knife to school.
Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. At least I think this is Ty. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, I was just thinking, I was a kid, a school kid in the mid-60s and 70s. I'm wondering what would happen these days if they heard kids singing songs like we used to sing back in those days.
Like what?
Have you ever heard the thing, mine eyes have seen the glory of the burning of the school, sung to the battle hymn of the Republic?
Yeah, I've heard.
It's got that line in there of, glory, glory, hallelujah, teacher hit me with a ruler. I hid behind the door with a loaded 44, and the teacher won't hit me anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, we had all kinds of songs like that.
The men in black would come to your door, you know?
No doubt. Well, last night we were talking about a kid that's been arrested because he drew a glove with some flames coming out of it. The police went down to his house, searched it, and found some chemicals that allegedly, when combined, could have make an explosion. Was charged with possession of an explosive device.
We found baking soda and vinegar. It's a dangerous child.
That's what I was suggesting. Could have been those things.
Yeah, I think that it's an outgrowth of mind control. People are so much mind controlled these days. We're manipulated to be fearful and angry. That's why I'm really wary of anything that I read, any news reports I get that immediately trigger my emotions. If they immediately trigger me into being angry or frightened, I'm suspicious of them.
Good point.
It makes some sense. You know, what that brought to mind was the Kent State massacres. I was watching a documentary, and basically the thought process at the time was that this split the generations, that the young people couldn't believe that the National Guard would open up and fire on young people at a protest, but the older people were like, they were throwing rocks. Well, why wouldn't you shoot at them? They were throwing rocks. So, it really split the generations and the perception.
Didn't
it
turn out that it was the feds that were throwing the rocks?
It turned out that there were agents provocateur. They've managed to prove this, but you'll still find people that will defend the shooting of American citizens, even though you can show them. They'll just deny the proof. What do you do?
Yeah, just like they defended the poisoning of Americans during Prohibition.
Yep. I mean, there's some people that it doesn't seem to matter how despicable somebody in the government might be when they implement some program or how misguided something might be is. At the very least, they'll just pawn it off and say, well, that happened a long time ago.
Ty, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's the same thing going on in the government today as has always been going on. It's just now we have more, there's a bit more transparency.
True, with YouTube and video cameras all over the place. 1-855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, some online controversy surrounding women in the Liberty Movement. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features that we give to you on the site are totally free. So once again, go to FreeTalkLive.com. If you would like to support the show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $5 a month. We take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. Just got a new station signed up today, as a matter of fact. I can't yet say when, or I guess I can say when. It's going to be sometime in the middle of the month, but where, we'll have to wait until the when actually happens. But it's an FM talk station, and the market size, pretty decent. So
why is it that you don't reveal this information when you get them signed up? I mean, you know, contract signed, right?
Yeah, I just don't like it when people, you know, there's been a couple instances of people backing out of the deal at the very last minute, and then, you know, I look like a fool when I said some station's going to start, and then they don't start. So I'm not going to say that until they've started.
The news about Nashua is exciting.
Yep, Nashua just started last night, so again, welcome to everybody in Nashua, New Hampshire, and we'll tell you more about the newest affiliate when they come on board.
I'm looking forward to that, actually, at Liberty, being able to take advantage of that at Liberty Forum.
Indeed. Of course, we'll talk about the Liberty Forum more coming up here in a little bit. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home in more than 30 countries. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select your funding choice. You can go out to CVS or Walmart or some other locations. In fact, there's something like a million of them around the world in 30 countries. Or you can even use your own computer through options like Dwolla or MT Gox. So there's choices for you there, and there's different rates as far as converting your money that depend on what choice you select. Go to BitInstant.com. It's so easy to get bitcoins. That's BitInstant.com. Of course, we'll talk more about what bitcoins are here in a little bit. So the Wall Street Journal story that was requested, actually, on the show last night. Now, it's, you know, pretty rare that if you actually call a radio station and request a song that they'll play that song for you. But on Free Talk Live, it's kind of like a request talk show. I mean, you call in, talk about whatever you want. And in this case, a gentleman called last night and requested an article that we had mentioned, a story that we were going to talk about a few weeks ago now, I think, at this point. And we've managed to dig up that that show prep so we can tell you about it here. Wall Street Journal, it's about those tests that they give you before you get a job.
Right.
The personality tests and such.
Tests that can tell you if you are right for the job.
An applicant's handshake may be crucial at a job interview, says the Wall Street Journal, but a personality test can tell a company what's behind that handshake.
companies as varied as electronics retailer H.H. Gregg, rental car agency Avis, Budget Group, and Sprint Nextel Corporation all use personality tests to help assess job applicants for conscientiousness, extroversion, or other traits that may be useful in forging a successful career, or alternatively, derail one. The questions.
Yeah, this is one of the things is they're always finding out new stuff about these tests and personalities and how different personalities do a job.
Right.
That I don't think I like these things very much. You know, I mean, really the proof is in the pudding, and you'll find out how good an employee is by how good that employee is.
Yeah, but right. You don't want to hire a bad employee because then you are stuck with all these laws that make it very difficult in a lot of cases to get rid of that bad employee. You'd rather determine in advance that the person is going to be a bad worker rather than hiring them to find out.
I understand why the law makes it difficult to get rid of somebody. And how this motivates businesses in a way that otherwise they wouldn't be motivated. But I think that these tests, they're already motivated to make a hire. It's just that they're not necessarily they're going by certain criteria. Let me ask you this, Ian: who makes the best salesperson? An introvert, an extrovert, or somebody who's right in the middle?
An extrovert.
Wrong. The somebody who's right in the middle. The fact is that extroverts are often too overbearing, and they don't let the client talk.
Oh, I see.
Cannot find out what a client needs unless they talk. So the fact is that oftentimes you see the predisposition you had and how you would have chosen an extrovert. Am I a big extrovert?
Are you a big extrovert?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what, the scale of extroversion is. I mean, I would say that you're sufficient at being extroverted.
I'm not a particularly extroverted individual. I'm, somewhat extroverted.
If you make phone calls for a living, you have to be extroverted enough, right?
I think that a person can wind up.
I got to jump in. So there's a psychological definition here for introvert and extrovert that needs to be
the Myers-Briggs definition.
Yeah, it's the Myers-Briggs. It is exactly the Myers-Briggs definition. It is essentially whether or not someone gains their energy, whether or not they're recharged by alone time or time around people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find talking on the phone all day, and I've been in sales, and I am good at sales, and I find it, though, exhausting. You know, I'm on the phone all day talking to other people. If I'm around at a party, even with a lot of people around, it's not an energizing experience to me. It's draining.
Because you're an introvert?
Because I'm a natural introvert, yes. Now, I am able to push myself to be an extrovert, and I do all the time. I'm, sitting here on the radio, as an example.
I'm the same way. I push myself to be extroverted.
Right. So, then you'd probably be good at sales.
Well, and he does do sales all day long. Right. This is the thing is most of us do sales in our jobs. But Ian does affiliate relations for Free Talk Live. He's calling up program directors, trying to get them to take Free Talk Live as on their radio program. That's sales. And as a matter of fact, that's called affiliate sales in the radio business. So it even has the word in it as far as the description goes. So the fact that you aren't extroverted and you're at the very least the best in the business for Free Talk Live. I mean, your conversion rate is likely, I've talked to professionals in this industry, and they are very impressed with the way you do it. You're not extroverted.
Right. There are some people that need to be around people all the time. Like, that's how they recharge, and it's like they're constantly have to be around people. And a lot of the times, these are the same people that are like, hey, how you doing? And they're like all up on you, and they talk really fast, and that's how they're, their whole personality. Oh, let me get you. And that's their thing. Those people might, not necessarily be the best salespeople.
It's a continuum.
Get away from me.
It's a continuum. Some people are at the very ends. Really, frankly, the people at the very ends of the scale, there tend to be fewer of them. It's kind of a bell curve, a flatter bell curve, but a bell curve nonetheless. And when people are at the ends of a personality, I mean, this is really personality disorders. People who are, at the zero on the scale of 1 to 10 for introversion and 10 on the scale of 1 to 10 for for extroversion, well, both of those things would be considered weird.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tyrone listening in Georgia. Tyrone, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark and I don't know the other guys.
Johnson is here tonight. What's on your mind, Tyrone?
Hey. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to talk about background checks for a minute.
Go ahead.
I I was moved. Well, I'm in the apartment now, but I was applying for this apartment that I'm in now. And they have to do the background checks and the credit checks and all those things. So it took her a couple of days before she got back to me. And she left a message on my phone and said she had some news, which, of course, when they do it like that, it doesn't sound like good news. But anyway, I got back in touch with her, and she told me that, regrettably, they had to deny me because my background check came back that I had a felony conviction for drug possession.
Mm.
Of course, I was curious about it, and I asked her.
You're not familiar with this felony conviction for drug possession?
No, I didn't have. I had no clue as to what she was talking about.
Wow.
Okay.
Of course.
You think you'd remember that?
Someone has to prove it. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So I had to go. I had to go downtown Atlanta and go to the sheriff's office and get my rap sheet or lack of rap sheet. I had to get, and it had nothing on it. It was no rap sheet. It was just my name and some past address. But my thing was, it wasn't the fact that I had to go out of my way and waste my time to do this. It's the fact that I had a felony drug possession conviction on a non-existent rap sheet with my name, and it was on my credit report.
That's crazy. How do you clean that up?
It was nothing to clean up. It just didn't exist. It was
strong.
Nothing to clean up. I couldn't dispute it. It was just.
But could you not dispute it with a credit report?
Yeah, you should be able to call the credit reporting agency and dispute it.
Well, actually, what it was, the reason why I didn't have to dispute it, because when I got the rap sheet, it was nothing to dispute. So it's not, I don't know where she got it from. I don't know where it came from when she called back.
My concern
so
was
it wasn't on your credit record? I mean, this wasn't something that, I mean, have you called, like, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion?
I called Equifax. As a matter of fact, I found out a lot more after I called Equifax. I haven't used anything. I haven't used my credit since 2008. But I have things on there from like 2 months ago. And it's a list of stuff.
Sounds like an absolute nightmare having to deal with cleaning up something you can't even
target. As I understand, the average credit report has several errors on it.
But you did get into the apartment, so I guess you made it work, and that's good to know, Tyrone. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about these job applications, the questionnaires, personality tests coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.